2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're blocking me to do it.
And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Lady J, how you doing, baby?
Hey, hey. I'm a little tired, but I feel good. It's like nighttime and
yeah.
You know.
We're not gonna be on this long. This is like a 20-30 minute show max. We're gonna get in, get it out. Black Lightning review. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Okay, so like I said, we're at Black Lightning Review, episode 3. We see that LaWanda has been buried now.
Yes.
And like all things, we see a kind of an uprising in the church, right? Like, that's enough to stir a lot of people up. So we see an uprising, rightfully so.
I mean, just the return of Black Lightning to the scene, to the community, I think is enough to instill hope in people. And I think that is maybe where the writers wanted to go.
Yeah, but here's the biggest piece for me. When I look at the return of Black Lightning, I kind of see what the police are talking about. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
The police are like, no, this is not good. He's a vigilante.
Oh, okay, right? Yeah.
Like, I see what the police are talking about, how the argument can be made that he's good and it's good and bad.
I mean, but I really think that's the argument that if you look at police with almost all superhero-themed shows or whatever.
Daredevil,
like, I think
all that stuff.
Yeah, all of them. Daredevil. Even the movies, I think there's a love hate. Even the, what was the last, the what's the ones with Hulk and then the redhead girl and then
The Avengers, maybe.
The Avengers, thank you. Mm-hmm. That series, that was a conversation that they were having, you know, with the whole signing of the treaty or whatever, because they were saying, like, although the superhero's presence is great and there are some benefits to it, there's definitely some not benefits as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some consequences to it that they have to have conversations about. And so I think with Black Lightning coming back to the scene, it has a conversation about the consequences of his appearance.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so like I said, let's get back on this. LaWanda is buried, they do the funeral for her. She's funeralized, the correct verbiage. And we see the minister literally give a very stirring, what did I say wrong?
No.
is funeralized the right verbiage?
No, that's funny because I was sitting there, you said, yeah, that's a word. And I was thinking, is funeralized a word?
I think it's funeralized. That's okay. I believe it is.
It's all right. I will consult with the Google later on. No worries.
Me too.
Because
now they've always put me on blast in the middle of the show. Thank you, baby. Appreciate you, boo. Appreciate you, boo.
I didn't say anything. My face must have said it all. That's all. Mm-hmm. My face must have said it all.
Your face said 110%. Like, what in the hell did he just say? That's what your face just said.
Oh, man.
Okay, so like I was saying, there was a funeral held for LaWanda, and the minister brought out a bunch of feelings in people and wanted action, and he was basically basing all this off of the fact that Black Lightning is back. But from the perspective of the police, Black Lightning has a causation, if you will, of bringing crime in.
Consequence.
A consequence, mm-hmm. right? Like cause and effect. This is what I'm trying to say. Cause and effect. Because he's there, his very presence brings violence.
Right.
Right? So it's kind of a damned if you do, a damned if you don't situation. the gangsters are still going to do their thing. But now, wherever Black Lightning is or anything that wasn't to support him, that's also going to bring in another issue with that as well. So that's what I took from that.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm in the chat room.
No, I see you.
I want to do a shout out to Dre and a shout out to Michael. We in the chat rooms trying to get it started. I wanted to know what they thought about the return of Black Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you guys know as we go on. Keep going.
Gotcha. So again, Minister does his thing, whatever. But this is the other thing I think we're starting to see now. Anissa is coming into her own, the oldest daughter. She's coming into her own.
Well, she's trying to figure it out. Like, she's not really sure. I think now she's come to the conclusion that she has superpowers.
Yeah.
Right? That's but now I don't think clear. She knew. In this episode 3, she was trying to figure out how they worked.
Mm-hmm. Because she was going through a lot of struggling, just trying to figure out, okay, trying to throw kicks and punches.
How to turn it on.
There you go. That's better. Yeah. Because she couldn't figure it out. I was literally like, damn, is she going to figure it out? But once she figured it out, oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But here's the other piece to that. She was in, a damn junkyard. That's the only part that I was like, who watching her? Who got a cell phone?
So, first, she recorded her own self on the cell phone.
She did.
Right?
But who else was?
Well, so I think it's just a matter of time for her to lose her cell phone later on and somebody find out it is her. And I just foreshadowed that whole conversation, that whole thing playing out later on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we see in that. But can we talk about Anissa for a second, breaking up with the girl boo?
Yeah.
And now got the new Asian girl boo?
Yeah. That one kind of threw me.
It
threw me a little bit. I don't care about your race and your ethnicity. That's not the issue. It was the way she did it.
I think, just like her mom said at the end, the mom said that, you know, you weren't really into that girl as much as the girl was into you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I love that whole scene. Mm-hmm. And I'm fast forward. Sorry. I love the whole scene and where mom is talking to Anissa and mom is saying, like, look. What's wrong? And she's like, yeah, no, nothing's wrong, Mom. I'm good. And Mom's like, yeah. So just so you know, I'm your mama. I read through your bull.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that you broke up with the girlfriend. That's probably not what you wanted to do. But when you're ready to talk to me about what's really going on, I'll let you, girl.
Let me know. And that's going to be a hard conversation to have. Like, Mama, I can shoot lightning bolts through my hands.
I don't know. I think Mom is going to be more...
Well, I mean, obviously because Jefferson has it. Her ex-husband has the ability. So I think when the conversation is had, it'll be like, it'll simply be, hey, Mom, I can shoot this. Oh, you got it too?
Right. But the thing I think is going to have to happen is, you know, we're really going to begin to have the conversation about, hey, Amber, how are you? What's up, boo? I think what we're really going to have the conversation about now is how Mom and Dad have been hiding this from them all this time.
Yes.
Like, they've really built their family on being able to be honest and be open and have open conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been hiding this, right?
Yes.
So much so that the younger daughter, what is her name?
The youngest daughter?
Yeah. Jennifer. The youngest daughter comes and sits down at family dinner. It's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to have sex on Saturday, just to let you know.
Let's discuss that. Let's discuss that real quick, all right? Because I had a coming to Jesus moment, I had to clutch the pearls, all that stuff. I was like, this is not happening right now. When she just was so open, and honest, you know, and Cress Williams or Black Lightning. He was like, this is some white folks-ish. Can you remember that? He said, this is some white folks-ish.
Yes.
Like, I'm okay with open honesty. Like, if our boys was like, look, this is what's going on. This is what we got to have the conversation. But it was just the way that it came across. It was like, oh, here's some potatoes. Oh, Mom, I'm going to go and take care of this on Saturday. Can you pass the peas? Like, no, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for me. Yeah. Not at all.
So I could see the kids being like really portrayed, feeling betrayed by that.
Mm-hmm.
When everything comes out,
yeah,
you know,
I can too.
Yeah,
I totally see this being a bigger issue. Yeah. Because you, like, you talking about passing something down. Like, yeah, that's something you kind of want to warn your kids about.
Right, you know? Right. But honestly, I don't know at this point, like, maybe I'm, because, you know, I'm not a big comic book superhero fan.
Step your game up.
I probably do need to step my game up. After I get licensed, stand by. Rock got that. You. But the question I want to ask is this the first set of kids of superheroes that we're seeing? No one else has kids of superheroes yet, right? I mean, no one else are kids of superheroes.
Well, I mean, the whole X-Men universe has got, there's kids and, you know, all kinds of stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. So that's just a matter of...
But they haven't showed them, they haven't showed that to us yet. Like, we're still working on the first set of X-Men.
You're right, yeah.
Right?
We're right. And we're looking, like, just, if you look at the show, Gifted, that is...
Right, so Gifted is like the second...
of that.
Right, so Gifted and now this show are two different shows that mm-hmm. are showing like the second generation mm-hmm. of what it means to pass down superhero powers to their children, mm-hmm. right? And I think that as a society, we haven't seen this yet. So this is the first, these two shows are the first set of conversations that we get to see mm-hmm. as parents get to explain to their children, like, oh, by the way, let me tell you about this thing that I've kind of been sleeping on and didn't want to tell you about.
Yeah. Right? Which is going to be a big issue.
Right.
Be a big, big issue, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's not something you want to keep from your child.
Right.
Straight up.
But it begins to speak about those family secrets that we have in our families, right?
Right.
That we keep from our kids that we don't really tell them. No one wants to know whatever happened to Uncle Tommy, who kind of just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened to Uncle Tommy? Well, you know, we don't know. We just mm-hmm. kind of walked away.
Yeah,
so.
He just went with God.
Yeah, we don't know. He just went with God. But anyway, so I think that, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Both of these shows, Gifted and Black Lightning, are beginning to have a conversation of family
dynamics and what is going on within this family.
Right.
Not just from a black perspective, no. But from a family.
Just a family perspective.
Yeah. I think that's going to be huge going on with all these shows. Gifted, yeah. Yes. Black Lightning, yes. All that stuff. So definitely. Okay, so... getting back to episode 3, we also see how the youngest daughter, my God, her name's escaping
Jennifer.
Me. Jennifer, how she's like, I'm ready to have sex, pass the peace. And Cress Williams, Black Lightning, is grilling her boyfriend in the hallway, talking about how do you shower. I'm like,
look, I was like where are you going with this?
I was so confused. I was like,
you?
I'm like, hold on, okay, maybe I need something to take some notes.
Poor Khalil. He was like, is there something we need to know, we talk about?
Right. Like, he was really confused.
Yeah,
I'm
was.
Like, man, I'm right here with you, bro, because I don't know where he's going with this.
Yeah.
But he definitely took it in a different direction and went ham. Well, not ham. He definitely went in a completely different.
You got a power?
Do I have a power?
I
can give you one. You need one?
Yeah.
There you go. So, again, we're looking at Cress Williams' character going off a little bit. He's basically being a father, as you should be. Like, your daughter has just told you, oh, the night before she's about to have sex and, you know, pass the peas and can I get some gravy on the side? Like,
yeah.
It's okay, you know? Like,
yeah, don't worry. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll let you know how it went. How about that, Dad? So then we get, let's just kind of fast forward here. We have the conversation with Dad, but then there's a protest going on downtown where they're protesting the 100s.
Right.
Right? And so there's a hit that's about to go down. Black Lightning comes in, shields everybody, but there's a... But I can't think of the guy's name.
Tobias,
that's right. Him and his fucking creepy-ass...
Little sidekick girlfriend?
Henchwoman, because she doesn't say much, and yeah, she's just,
she doesn't
she's
have
creepy.
To. But I think, you know what? Okay, keep going. Talk about her,
okay,
and we'll talk about
her. But his little creepy henchwoman, she pulls out the rifle, and she takes a shot, hits the minister in the chest, but then Khalil gets hit
in the
spine.
Yeah.
So,
spoiler alert, people.
Yeah, I mean, we spoil here. Look, This is what it is, y'all. Y'all just going to have to
go. You've had a whole week at this point.
You've had a whole week. Like, we're going to be doing our reviews on Saturday and Sunday because the new episodes come out on Tuesdays.
Give you time. Plenty of time to watch.
Plenty of time to watch, and you just go get our thoughts on all this. Yeah. So don't even trip. Don't even trip. So the truth of the matter is, Minister gets shot. I don't remember if he survived. I believe he did survive. But Khalil is, they're saying he's paralyzed now.
Right.
So that's a major blow. That's a major, major, major blow to this young lady. Like, this is a relationship
that she's making choices to.
Yeah,
and the relationship is fresh.
Very.
Like, they just started being boyfriend girlfriend last episode.
Yeah, last episode. Like, right. she got a little necklace with the ring on it and everything. Yep. I'm like, you official, boo.
Yep.
Like, you straight official. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And he seemed to be a good kid. He was like, look, this is not how we do things, you know. Oh, wow, my face looks kind of weird. It's like, it's just how we do things. You're not going to be drinking. So he seemed like to be a good little kid, but I'm sorry to hear what else happened. So
yeah, I am too. Because I'm definitely was like, damn, like he was trying to kind of get on a straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's kind of coming from a rough background as well. And he's trying to better himself. Mm-hmm. And then this happens.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
It's definitely, it's not, I don't think it's going to be, I'm waiting to see if it's going to be a relationship still.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about that. This is a high school thing.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't know too many high school girls is going to be like, oh, you paralyzed? Oh, I'm sticking around.
Right.
I'm not saying that she won't, or the writers can't possibly write that into the storyline.
Right.
But that seems really unfeasible to me at this point. Like, she's 16.
Right.
It's whatever. We'll see.
So, can I talk for a second about the introduction of my girl, Jilly from Philly?
Mm.
Can we talk about the introduction of Jill Scott as Lady Eve? Like, I thought...
Oh, yeah.
So, I thought Tobias was the bad guy.
Was the head boss.
Was the head boss. But it seems like, no, he's not the head boss.
Mm-hmm.
That Lady Eve is the head boss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That this is going to get interesting.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she still brings, like, a religious piece when she's speaking.
Right.
I was like, yo.
Right, because she doesn't come. Like, it's not like she comes with this cutthroat, you know, this cutthroat
mentality.
Right, no, that's what I'm thinking
about.
She's not coming from a cutthroat. No. She's like, look, you need to get control of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Almost like Georgia, New York. Reminds me of you, baby. Get it?
I'll take that. No. Actually, she reminds me of... remember when Cicely Tyson played... she played the movie with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Hoodlums.
Yeah.
She reminds me of her.
Yes.
That's perfect.
That's perfect characterization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause she definitely was like, I'm not going to cuss at you. I'm not going to belittle you, but you need to get your stuff together.
Right.
And that's that.
And that's it. Cause what you don't want me to do is get up from behind his desk.
Yes. Get up from behind this desk and raise hell.
Right. Because so it's going to be a different situation.
Yeah.
And even Tobias seemed to be a little shook by her.
I would be too.
But there definitely seems to be some heat between Tobias. I mean, between Eve and Tobias's little girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they definitely set the stage for whatever that was.
Yeah.
Right?
And whatever that is and whatever it'll develop to be, it'll be interesting, to say the least.
Yes.
But you definitely saw the heat between the two.
Right.
But you know the henchmen... she's like, look, I'm not saying nothing. I'm going to leave it alone.
Right.
Rightfully so. She looks crazy.
She...
right? The little white girl looks crazy.
Lady Eve said that. She was like, and that little girl who got death in her eyes. That's what she said. She got death in her eyes.
Dude, I was like, yo, she's letting her know off the bat.
I see you. Like some Avatar. I see you.
I see you. I was like, wow, man.
Yeah.
Like, what you don't want is that on your butt.
I agree.
So, definitely. Baby, anything else you want to say about this? Because, you know, we do our reviews, our show reviews quick.
Let me think. Is it, so I do want to shout out. I think that this dude is really gonna be my boy, Peter, the Italian in the suit, guy, Black Lightning's right hand man. Mm-hmm. I just want to shout him out.
That's James Remar.
Right. I really do like his character, and I like to just see him work.
Okay.
He definitely, I don't know, I just like him. Everybody needs a sidekick, you know what I mean? Right. And so I'm curious to see how he's going to fall into place with this.
Mm-hmm.
When he has to manage Black Lightning, when he has to manage Anissa,
mm-hmm.
right, as young Black Lightning.
Well, she, yeah.
Or whatever her name is going to be. Don't tell me.
Okay, I already have everything
I know.
Saved.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
And then if Jennifer as well becomes...
they do.
If the three of them all now have superhero powers, mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting how he manages it all.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what basically he does. He's the one who manages. He gets the... He's like Bruce Wayne's...
Yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah.
Right?
But just way smarter. Because, well, right. Alfred was smart too. But what I'm saying is that's the character, that's the role he has. He's the guy that gets all the stuff together. Right. You wear the suits and protect the city.
Got it.
Deal.
I'm the one behind it, yes. Behind the scenes.
I'm the guy behind the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how he's going to be able to battle all of them.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
As time goes on.
Yeah, because they definitely are going to make themselves seen, especially Anissa. She's already come into her own. I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen with the youngest as well. I'm waiting to see how she's going to. May have to wait until season two. Who knows?
I agree.
But we definitely see Anissa's character developing her power.
Yeah.
Figuring it all out.
Yeah.
She's figuring out her own social life, her personal life.
And I think
she's doing a lot of building.
I think the new girlfriend is going to be a really good, add on to her, but I also think I think we're gonna see the same dynamic, the same struggle that Black Lightning has with his wife Lynn. I think mm-hmm. we're gonna see that very same struggle with Anissa and the new girlfriend.
Okay,
right?
I disagree with her being a good piece to this.
Why?
I disagree because number one, I think the other girlfriend, she's already in the mix. I think she could have been a little more accepting of it, right? But when you bring in the new girl, you what?
Yeah, but the new girl has no choice. See, the problem with the old girl is the old girl knew her from before.
Right.
The new girl only gets to know her as a new girl with the superpowers.
Yes, but that could, to me, that could easily push her away, too.
It could push her away, it's also the same way, like, of me and you just getting to know each other as dating,
mm-hmm.
right? When we get to know each other as dating, there are things that you're going to bring to the table that have to make a choice whether I want to accept or not accept.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And that's one of the things versus... me have known you for 10 years,
and then
you tell me, oh, by the way, I got this thing I want to tell you about.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. You're right.
So
100% right. Okay.
I'm just curious to see.
We'll
I think
see.
It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, man.
It's going to be fun to see how this is going to work out.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because I'm definitely all for her developing her relationships and in front of the camera because, once again, Black lesbians exist. It's not a secret. It's not a mystery. It's not a game.
Right.
They're not going anywhere, people.
Right.
Right. But what we don't need is to have the whole explanation of lesbianism and all this different stuff.
Right.
Just let her live her life,
yeah.
develop her character,
yeah.
who happens to be a lesbian, and
right.
we'll keep it pushing.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else there?
Nope.
That's it. Me too. I'm out. So, Village, if you guys enjoy the reviews, shoot us a line. Let us know how you guys feel. Lady J, how can people get a hold of you, honey?
Listen, I just want to shout out the people in the chat room. I want to say a shout out to Amber, who's on the East Coast, who's about to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, boo. See you next time. Shout out to Dre, who is one of our lovelies. Dre, I feel like she's been around for like ever.
Yeah, like
right?
when the show, when we get big and people got to pay for subscriptions, I'm going to make sure Dre is set up.
I feel like I need to call Dre and be like, girl, can you come over and have dinner with us sometimes?
Well, she thought she's in Orange County.
It don't matter. Orange County is like 2 hours away. Stop.
Okay.
I'm
not saying she ain't going to make it. I'm just saying, like, dang, girl, like, violence, you know?
Uh-oh, I think that's Carla who just popped in.
Yep.
Hey, Carla.
Carla was in.
And your boy Michael.
Yeah,
so I just want to say,
my boy Mike Peugeot. Let's move away.
Oh, see, I would have said his name all wrong.
Well, it's Peggy. His last name is Peggy, but we call him Peugeot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just want to shout out to people in the chat room. Hey, I see you.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, baby, this is definitely going to be. I love the show so far. I really do. I absolutely love the show. I love the direction it's going. I love the character development, everything that's going on with it. So, as this show progresses, yeah, we're just going to keep on doing the show. We got a few other shows we're going to be viewing as well. When Midnight Texas comes back, we're going to review that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to review Gifted and then Black Lightning. So, we got a few shows we'll be reviewing for you guys. As they make their debuts for season 2 for Gifted, and then season 2 for Midnight Texas if it comes back. I'm not sure if it's been renewed or not.
Oh no,
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So, anyways, Village, Lady J, how did I get a hold of you, baby? Be honest with yourself. Be honest. Just tell them the truth if you want to. Tell them don't hit you up. It's a waste of your time.
I'm on Instagram. I created a new Instagram. Now, it's called Lady J, LadyJay _ Village.
That's right.
Boom.
You should just, yeah. Okay. I mean, at this point.
How they can get a hold of me.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, if anything, maybe you should just delete the whole Loving Chanel thing.
I don't even know how to do it. I got to figure it out.
Because I was going to tell you to create a Twitter for that same username, but you're not going to do that. So, as she shakes her head, yes, this is. Why, Jesus?
Look, it's too much to manage a Facebook, a Twitter, a email. It's just too much.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Like, I need to be able to speak to one thing, and one thing speaks to everybody.
That's why you can use Twitter. Twitter normally speaks, or even Instagram.
Twitter only speaks in 140 characters. That's if you know true. Me, I speak actually, more than 140 characters.
I need you to go ahead and get your life in order, because Twitter is now 270. It's been like that for a little bit now. I need you to step. You haven't seen Donald Trump's tweets. He's actually getting the whole story out.
Donald Trump's tweets?
I'm just asking, being funny.
What? Me? Kidding.
Yes. Cluster pearls. So, anyways, Village. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is why we're good together.
You are a mess.
I am a hot mess.
Uh-oh, we got Mac in the house.
That's right. Mac, we finishing up. We over here.
I know.
Y'all could have joined us earlier, man. We were just in here getting after it. And, of course, my brother Chance is over here on the Village Facebook page. So I want to encourage each and every last one of you, if you haven't liked the Village Facebook page, please go and do so. All right? So what I'm going to do, hey boo, so what I'm going to do here, Lady J, I'm going to go ahead and do the show notes, and then we're going to get out of here. I'm going to stay up for a little bit, edit the show, and you guys will have an episode here in about 30 minutes or so. All right? So anyways, Village, my Twitter is at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle, at W2TheVillage. Lady J is at Loving Chanel on Twitter, but on Instagram, she is Lady J _ Village. Slink is at Slink Grindstone. Chance is at Chance W. Brown. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr, and a Google Play Music by just searching Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
on Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Phone number 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website under construction, but it is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you guys just simply subscribe to the Crowdcast channel, just go to Crowdcast, create a free account. It's a free account, right? You subscribe to Crowdcast for our show. You'll be notified every time we get ready to go live. What's better than that?
Hey, yo, what's crazy is what's they can that? Do that on the Welcome to the Village page. Subscribe to it.
That's right.
And then you can get notifications about all of the shows, yeah. not just our Black and Lightning review.
That's right. Every show that we do, you know, Politicking with the Village with Chance and I, the regular mm-hmm. Village show with Slink and Angie, You know, all that good stuff. Y'all just subscribe, help us out.
And listen, if anybody out there, if you are interested and if you listen to the Black Lightning, I mean, if you watch Black Lightning and you'd say, you know what? I think I want to be on the show with Chanel and Kevin. And I think I want to be out there and I want to give my opinion. Holla at your girl. Holla at KJ. Let's figure it out. And we can have you as a guest on the show.
That's right.
And you get to talk about what your opinion is about the episode.
That's right. Talk about everything that you think. So for those of you that watch the show, get a hold of us. You know what to do.
Yep.
Shoot us an email. welcometothevillage@gmail.com. So again, advertising through Fiverr. I'm still working on the Fiverr, but we're going to get some advertising done through Fiverr. If you're looking to promote your business or brand or whatever the case may be, that would be the space for you to do that and get a hold of me, and we can get some kind of get a partnership and a sponsorship going. The Etsy page, check us out. Go to Etsy and search W2TV. You can get all of our stuff through there, the wristbands, the t-shirts, tank tops. We got swag, you know, we doing our thing.
We got swag.
Like, we in here, we doing it. So anyways, Village, great show, Lady J. Thank you as usual. This is we're beautiful together. Like,
we
this
are
is,
beautiful together.
Like, this is ebony, but it's not ivory though, so I couldn't use that. That was weird. I gotta figure out a new one.
I can't make it up, y'all. I can't make this stuff up.
I gotta figure out another song. I just totally just lost everything. Lost all my cool points.
It's all right. So somebody has a song out there.
Yeah, like, you know, me, I don't want to be Bonnie and Clyde. That's weird.
No.
They died in the end. You know?
Well, maybe if we do Beyonce and Jay-Z's Bonnie and Clyde, maybe we are right then.
Yeah, but we not, you know.
They not dead either, so.
They're not dead, okay. but we don't got that. Like, we live in San Diego.
I mean, listen, we can, okay, look, let's get off the mics.
You're right, off the mics. Anyways, Village, as the saying goes, we love you, we thank you, God bless you. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Good night, y'all.
Rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking. Get it.